morning star. As Moses shine, oh let me shine, shine. As Moses shine, oh let me shine, like a morning star. As David shine, oh let me shine, shine. As David shine, oh let me shine, like a morning star. If you can shine, let me shine.
Renowned baritone soloist James Martin is our guest in this hour, talking about his new project, Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. The collection represents 100 years of music produced by American composers and poets of color. In other words, the very best of us. Unfortunately, too many of these voices have been stifled or silenced from inclusion in our American story, at least thus far. Wide as Heaven aims to confront and correct that oversight, and I am pleased to be joined for the hour by the brilliant baritone James Martin on Tavis Smiley. James Martin, how are you today, sir?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing, Tavis?
If I complained, I'd be an ingrate. I am doing well and just thrilled at the opportunity to speak to you for the hour. We're going to play a lot of music throughout this hour, in and out of our break segments. I'm just celebrating this project. It's called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. I think I want to start with this question, which is how and why this project came to be. We'll spend the hour going inside of it, but give me the genesis of this project.
Well, I will have to say this has been my sort of my life's work since I was a student in college. My voice teacher, my first voice teacher, who happened to be Caucasian, he said to me one day, he said, "You have to sing the music of your people." Mm. He said, "It's very important." He said a couple good things to me. Honor the space that you sing in, honor the people who you sing with, but you have to honor the music and the story that we have to be that has to be told. And so he gave me some of my first music by Black composers. He had he had his own stash himself, and I got hit to the jive then.
Mm. I am fascinated by that story of your white vocal coach suggesting to you that you should sing the music of your people. I've told this story once or twice in my life, and I think I can make it connect here. When I was in the second grade, my teacher, Mrs. Vera Graft, I was the only Black kid in this second grade classroom. And in many ways, I suspect, as I look back on it, just a kid then, obviously, I felt intimidated by all the white kids around me. I wasn't performing at top level. And Mrs. Graft had me stay after class one day. She said to me, "Tavis, you are as gifted, you are as talented as anybody else in this classroom. And you just have to quit quitting. You have to quit quitting. You start projects and you don't finish them." But it was the first time, and I'm just in the second grade, but I remember it like it was yesterday. It was the first time that anybody who wasn't Black had told me how gifted and how talented that I was, and that I was just as gifted and talented as anybody else in that classroom, but that I needed to apply myself. Now, there are a number of tentacles that offshoot that story, but the point I'm pressing toward with you, James Martin, is that it was a white woman who told me that, and it was a moment, and I imbibed what Mrs. Graft told me, and I went on to overperform in her class, and then went all the way through high school and college, and when I became, put this in air quotes, when I became Tavis Smiley, this nationally known person that she could watch on television and listen to on radio every day, even as she advanced in age and was living in a nursing home. Whenever I went back to Indiana, where my family resides, to visit my family, I would go to the nursing home and see Mrs. Graft. And she'd have all her friends in the nursing home lined up to see her favorite student, this Black kid named Tavis, who would show up as a national person of note, to visit her in this nursing home, and how proud she was of Tavis. But I was just as inspired by her, because all these years later, I still recall Mrs. Graft empowering me with those words. And so I am struck then at the onset of this conversation when you suggest that it was a white teacher who suggested to you that you needed to sing the music of your people. How did you unpack being told that by him?
As best as a 21-year-old student could, not very well, but it made such a lasting impression on me that I've had it with me all my life, all the way through Juilliard, all the way through my professional career. I've been picking up songs and picking up music by people who have not been sung. And as a result, I had the opportunity to make this recording. I told my producer about it, and she was like, I was actually asking her for a recommendation for somebody because I couldn't afford her. Mm-hmm. And she said, I want to do this project. Mm. And she made it happen.
Mm. I'm glad she made it happen. Yeah. It's called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. For the rest of the hour, we're going to play some of the music of these Black American composers that you may not know. And we're going to let James Martin do commentary as we move through the hour. So when we come forward, he'll unpack the first song you heard, Oh Let Me Shine, and he'll unpack this song as well. Our guest is the brilliant and renowned baritone James Martin on Tavis Smiley.
Lull me softly until there comes the wondrous calm of love so deep and still.
That's what we do around here.
You're listening to Tavis Smiley. Smart talk for curious people just like you.
Just like you.
You're listening to Tavis Smiley. Smiley.
I ask you this, which way to go? I ask you this, which sin to bear? Crown to put upon my hair. I do not know, Lord God. I do not know.
James Martin, tell me about this track. It's on the project Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. That's what we're talking about in this hour, and just getting started, really. This track is called Prayer. There are two previous tracks we played I'll talk about in just a second. But while we're listening to Prayer, tell me about it, sir.
This is a beautiful song by Leslie Adams. He set the poem of Langston Hughes, and the poem is only a few lines long. I ask you this, I can't remember the words. Anyway, the line says, I ask you this, I can't think of it without my voice listening to my own voice.
Let me ask you this. What is it like when you are singing the words of a great like Langston Hughes?
That's what's so wonderful about the piece. Leslie Adams sets it twice. He doesn't just do the stanza once. Mm-hmm. He does it the second time, and it's a little different the second time, so that you ask this question in so many different ways. And it is a very profound song, extremely clear and simple in its intention, but very profound, very deep.
Yeah. We played two songs prior. We played one song to start the program, one song going into the break. I want to ask you about those. Again, the project is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. In case you've just tuned in, our guest is the brilliant baritone James Martin, who was told years ago by one of his teachers, you should sing the music of your people. He is black, of course. His teacher was white. And yet that white teacher gave him some of the best advice he ever received, to sing the music of your people. I'm thinking of my dear friend now, God rest his soul, Harry Belafonte, who would tell me all the time, Tavis, your mission is to get the world to sing your song. Get the world to sing your song. Here's James Martin. Here's James Martin being told by his teacher, sing the music of your people. He's done just that throughout his career, and now with this new project, Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. He's doing it quite nicely. So we talked about prayer. The first song we played was a song called Oh Let Me Shine. Tell me about that track.
That is the only spiritual on the whole album. I really wanted to include as spiritual because they were so important. Most of this music is concert music, mm-hmm. meaning that we go to the concert hall to listen to it. But spirituals, as you know, come from our old, deep-rooted tradition. And they are the reason we have most of the rest of this music. So I wanted to include as spiritual on it, and I really wanted to include one that was, this is lost to us, so I had it transcribed from Roland Hayes' own performance, and we worked it out, and I'm really proud of it. I think it's a wonderful way to start the hour, but it gets that connection to the past, and brings it current to what kind of statement we're making now.
Yep. To your point, it is the only spiritual on the project, Wide as Heaven, and yet you said a moment ago, which I want to probe right quickly here, that it is because of those spirituals that we have the rest of this music. What did you mean by that?
Well, most of the gospel, most of rock and roll itself, is based in the spiritual. The spiritual is the real American music. When I say that, the spiritual is the music that was born of this land and of its intention at that time. Mm-hmm. So it's the natural native music. It's composed of, there are Native American influences in it. There are Chinese influences from the railroads. African influences, of course, but yes, it is our music, and it's where we come from. It's our blood.
Mm-hmm. No question about that. The third track we played so far is called Elysium. Talk to me about Elysium.
Elysium is a parlor song. It's one of those old, sounds really old timey. It is a beautiful song, though, talking about paradise, heaven, and that love is my love for this person is like heaven. So it's sort of the theme is I guess it was heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that till it's done.
Yeah, I get that. And the project again is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. You mentioned earlier, we talked earlier, in fact, about this great advice that your teacher gave you to sing the music of your people. He also gave you some other advice that I want to unpack here, give you a chance to unpack in just a second. But over the course of your career, what has it meant to you to have the opportunity? It's one thing to be, it's one thing for someone to suggest that you do it. Another thing to take that person up on that suggestion, to take that seriously, and to spend many years of your career singing the music of your people. What's been the joy in that experience for you?
The joy in that experience is the joy that I get from the audiences. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of occasions where I was in Taiwan and Thailand a couple years ago, and I did a series of concerts, and I remember I got to the spirituals and to the black music, and they went crazy. Mm. They didn't let me stop. I did 6 encores. It was incredible. They just loved the music so much. The same thing happened with the English. I was doing a competition, and it was so fun. It was ironic because it was on 9/11. But I was singing at Wigmore Hall, and I finished singing right on King Jesus, and everybody got out of their seats and clapped a standing ovation. You're not supposed to even clap in a competition, and they did. So just feeling that joy from them and receiving that is a real gift.
Yeah. What is it? This may be an impossible question, but I'm going to ask it anyway before I move forward. What is it? Because I've seen what you just described many, many times. Aretha Franklin, for example, comes to mind immediately. I've had this experience, again, with so many artists around the world, and I'm humbled to say that. But if you ever saw Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, God rest her soul, if you ever saw her in concert, she would do her hits. But if you know anything about Aretha's backstory, as we all do, she comes out of the black church, and to be exact, New Bethel in Detroit, pastored by her father, the late, great C.L. Franklin. So Aretha comes out of that black church experience, and she gets it honestly. And when you see Aretha or saw her in concert, at some point you can rest assured she was going to kick off her shoes, and she was going to go to church with some gospel. And, you know, this audience also knows, they've heard me say it before, I think one of the greatest albums ever recorded was her Amazing Grace album. And so Aretha would just go to church in a concert. Charlie Wilson comes to mind. Charlie Wilson, the same thing. He is so grateful that God saved him from his addiction. You will never see Uncle Charlie in concert where he would not at one point just have a praise break and go to church. And it's always amazing when I'm in the audience at these concerts, whether it's Aretha, Charlie, or others I can name, to watch what happens to that, to the white part of the audience. I know the black part, but when you watch the white part of that audience and how they react when we break out into gospel, when we break out into spirituals, it is always something for me to behold. I say all that to ask, what is that? You're a performer, you're an artist. When they hear our music, the gospels, the spirituals, and they respond in the way that they do, what is that as you see it, James Martin?
It's truth. It's light, it's truth, it's all that's good. It's our joy. It's the joy that got us through. And they want it. They want it. They don't got it, but we do. So.
Yeah. No, it's quite a thing to behold. No question about that. So your teacher gave you that great advice to sing the songs of your people, the music of your people. You've been doing that, as evidenced by this project. Once again, it's called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. But the teacher also told you to honor the space you sing in, and to honor the folk you sing to. Since I'm name dropping all through this conversation, from Charlie Wilson to Aretha, let me drop the name of one, Tony Bennett. I consider Tony Bennett a friend. I miss him. I miss talking to him routinely. But the thing about Tony Bennett, aside from his amazing gift, his amazing talent that always just inspired me, was if you ever saw Tony Bennett in concert, after each song, when the audience is wildly applauding and cheering this great artist, Tony Bennett, he would take his microphone, stick it under his arm, hold it there, and look to the audience and applaud them. He is the first and only artist that I've ever seen do that consistently. After every song, he tucks that mic under his arm, and he applauds the audience as the audience is applauding him. It's a beautiful thing, an amazing thing to behold when you saw Tony Bennett do it, which I saw many, many times. So here you come now telling me that your teacher instructs you to honor the space you sing in and to honor the folk you sing to. Unpack those comments for me, please, those instructions.
Well, when you honor the space that you're in, if I'm singing in a church, it's very difficult for me not to sing a spiritual. If I have to, even if I were hired to sing a program that about grass, I would still have to come up and sing either a cappella or with some some other arrangement, I'd have to come off and sing something about the grass that God had put on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because to not honor that space is, it's like going to somebody's house and disrespecting them, right? If you come into a space that is a welcoming space and you welcome it as well, there's an act of reciprocal hospitality that must take place in a concert setting of any kind. It's not just you, it's not the audience, it's all of you together. You're there in one moment. You're allowed to witness one creative thing that is so powerful that it moves people to tears, to joy, to laughter, to thinking about deep things. It's a real honor to be able to do that. And so there's many people who came before me who built those spaces. And so you have to honor that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
I'm thinking now of Lee Young. Lee Young was a great band leader himself, and his brother is Lester Young, the Prez. So for you music
yes.
lovers, the Prez, we all know Lester Young. His brother was Lee Young, and Lee Young for many, many years was the band leader for Nat King Cole. He was Nat King Cole's music director for years. Lee Young's grandson, Ren Brown, is a dear friend of mine. And so I got to know, we call him Grandpa Lee, God rest his soul. But Grandpa Lee would always say, and this was a running theme through the Nat King Cole years when they played together, you should never miss your house. As an artist, you can never miss your house. And that means a number of things, not the least of which is that every house is different, every audience is different. And whether you're singing or whether you're speaking or if you're presenting, you may be in the world of business, but you're presenting, you must never miss your house because every house is different. I want to talk about the houses that James Martin has performed in. We'll talk more about this project. It's called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers, and we're celebrating all of that right now with James Martin on Tavis Smiley.
My ducks, yes ma'am. Did you give them some corn, yes ma'am. Did the ducks lay eggs, yes ma'am. Did you take them to the house, yes ma'am. Did you take them to the house, yes ma'am. Did you give them to the cook, yes ma'am. Did she fix some bread, yes ma'am. Did she give you any, yes ma'am. Did the bread taste good, yes ma'am, yes ma'am, yes ma'am.
For all the freedom-loving folk, this is Tavis Smiley.
I feel like freedom.
Let's get back to more of Tavis Smiley right now.
Ain't you heard about that music, Chicago style? The kind of music that drives you wild. Ain't you heard about the way we dance it out? Then let me tell you what it's all about. First you grab your gal like a Hercat Jack, then jitterbug her lightly when you throw her back. Let your hips swing loose when you're moving. Swing most anything long as you're grooving.
James Martin told us earlier in this hour that most of the music on this new project is in fact concert music. There's one spiritual on it. Mostly concert music, as you can tell. The project is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. So much brilliant music written by black composers over the years that has not gotten the respect, the platform that it deserves. And so this renowned baritone soloist, James Martin, is trying to change that and correct the record with this new project. Again, it's called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. Tell me about this track, James Martin.
Yeah, this is actually from a musical that Langston Hughes and Margaret Bonds were working on together. And Miss Bonds wrote this piece called The Way We Dance in Chicago. And it's a boogie-woogie piece. I don't know much about the rest of the play. It was called Tropics After Dark, but I don't know the whole story of it. But we did manage to save this little tuna, and it's kind of fun.
Yep. Tell me more about your discovery. Excuse me, your discovery of these competition, these compositions. That is, it's one thing, again, for your teacher to implore you, which you've done quite nicely and quite earnestly. It's one thing to sing the music of your people. I suspect some of the joy must be in your journey around the world. Performing, discovering compositions by Black composers.
Yeah, that's a real find and a real joy. The wonderful thing is making the connections, because there's other people out there who are doing the same kind of work that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, Louise Toppin, who is tops in this business, she was very helpful in this project. Her research led to my performance in some ways, and our performance and research will then let other people know about this music and say, yeah, you can do this. You can sing these songs, and they're there for you, you know, because she did the legwork, and hopefully I've done a little legwork myself to bring them into the public eye.
Mm-hmm. Give me your sense of, this is a broad question, I confess up front, but give me your sense of, I don't want to put words in your mouth, your sense of awe, your sense of, I'm talking about your discovery of these Black compositions, but how would you describe the stuff that you have discovered that most of us are not familiar with, but stuff that's been written by Black composers? How would you describe their work?
Oh, that's a big, big question. Well, because we are such an eclectic and diverse people,
mm-hmm.
our diaspora is quite huge. We have all different things in the soup. You know, it's just a big gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 12-tone music, which is weird and out there, just like acid jazz. There's funk, there's people doing fusion. We were doing fusion before fusion was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that's what makes me so excited about finding new music, is kind of finding the thread of where it all leads back to and whose stories does it encompass and how does it tell the narrative of our people. That's what gets me really excited. I love filling in the gaps of the story.
Yep. There's always the question whenever you're talking to any artist about any project that's full of music. The obvious question always comes up at some point. So here it is: with all the stuff that you have discovered that's been written by Black American composers, how did you choose the tracks on the project Wide as Heaven?
So a lot of half of the music hadn't been heard before.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason or another, I found them not being performed. Some of them were too difficult for people to do. Others were just not, like Florence Price's music was found in a cabin, mm-hmm. just a few years ago, and we've rediscovered her music. But to your question, which was, what was your question? One more time.
It's okay. I'll push forward. I want to talk about the work that you do beyond the stage and the work you do beyond your recordings, and specifically, I'm curious about your working on this community opera project for children. One of the joys is that word again. One of the good things about being exposed to music we've not heard before is that we get introduced to the artistic genius and the brilliance of Black people as composers. And that's one of the reasons why I celebrate this new project, Wide as Heaven. But it's also the case that we have to pass this on to children. And I've been reading about this community opera project you're working on for children. I wonder if you can tell me a bit about that.
Well, this is it's like a children's opera. It's only 45 minutes, and it is very eclectic. It's about a bad child who rips up their homework and won't do their homework, and then destroys his own room. And then all the things in the room come to life and chastise him and tell him what a bad child he's been. But he changes at the end. And so the woods, all the animals in the wood and the appliances in the house all bow down and say, he is good. He is kind. He can change. And so I think it's an appropriate theme for us to talk about sustainability of the environment, sustainability of our communities, mm-hmm. That you can't just act in a vacuum, and you have to live and love with one another. And so I think that message is very loud and clear in the opera, and there's so many colorful characters. Kids will enjoy it. And I wanted the kids to have the experience of watching real people do extraordinary things. Because mm-hmm. when a singer gets on stage and has to sing, like a lady has to sing these high notes really fast, it's a athletic Olympic feat. And for kids to see that, it changes their life. It changed my life when I was a kid. I had the opportunity to there was a local theater group that came around and would do stories for our schools. And I just remember being caught up in that energy and thinking, wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. I could do that. And so it inspired me to go on it inspired not just me, but most of my classmates, whether they were in the arts or not, mm-hmm. We're really affected by those cultural opportunities. And so for me, I live in a mostly white community here, and I find it my duty to be present, yeah. in places, in white spaces, and show up and show out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think it's important.
Yeah. No, talking about duty, when we come forward, I want to talk about preserving and uplifting the community through the arts. I still believe the arts have the capacity and the power to do just that. So we'll probe that part when we come forward. Our guest is the baritone, James Martin. His new project is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. He's on Tavis Smiley.
From the Merck Park with love, this love. Is Tavis Smiley. He's rooting for everybody black.
Everybody black.
More of Tavis Smiley coming your way right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Have you dug the spill of Sugar Hill? Cast your gems on this sepia thrill. Brown sugar lassie, caramel treat, honey gold baby, sweet enough to eat.
The project is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers, and this project brings to us the brilliant work of a lot of black folk who wrote some pretty amazing stuff. But a lot of this stuff has been hidden, never before heard. And so this project, once again, called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers, attempts to arrest that development, to change the narrative and expose us to a broader swath of black composers than we have previously been aware of. The baritone soloist behind the project is our guest in this hour. His name is James Martin. James, tell me about this track, please, sir.
This is by Dorothy Rudd Moore, one of three female composers on the album. It's called Harlem Sweeties, after a Langston Hughes poem about the different shades and colors of Harlem. And they're all the descriptive words are juicy and ripe with different colors and textures, so that everything is delicious. Yep. The end of the song is, So if you want to know beauty's rainbow sweet thrill, stroll down luscious, delicious, fine Sugar Hill.
His name has come up 3 or 4 times in his conversation now. That is to say, Langston Hughes. Was that intentional? Why is Langston so present in this project, Wide as Heaven?
Most of these songs, about half of the songs, come from the Harlem Renaissance, mm-hmm. which Langston was the documentarian and the voice of for so many of us. And so his popularity alone, everybody is attracted to Langston's poetry because it sings, you know, it really does sing. So if you want to write a song and you want to set a song to music, you pick a Langston Hughes poem. He's on eight tracks are his, mm-hmm. along with County Cullen and other great black poets.
So the music on this project unapologetically connects us to the Harlem Renaissance.
Oh yes, we got it right in the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah, they got it right. Yeah, they got it right in the Harlem Renaissance. And we are all the better for it and still celebrating it all these years later. Our remaining moments with baritone soloist James Martin when we come forward. The project we are discussing in this hour is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers.
All through the spectrum,
unapologetically progressive. Unapologetically black. You're tapped into Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley. Smiley.
More honesty than you can handle.
More empowerment than you can imagine.
You're tuned into Tavis Smiley. Smiley.
Tavis Smiley and James Martin, who is the brilliant baritone soloist behind this new project. It's called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. It's out now wherever you buy your music. We try to give you a sense of some of the stuff on this project. And the reason for inviting James on this program was to introduce you to him, if you've not known him as an artist. But more to the point, to celebrate the music of Black American composers that he brings forward in this project. Many of these names and some of these songs have never before been performed or heard of. And so we celebrate that as well. And it's also a way, as we were discussing moments ago, to reconnect us to the Harlem Renaissance. So much of this project is inspired by people like the great Langston Hughes and County Cullen and others who did their work so brilliantly during the Harlem Renaissance era. And so there's a direct connection, a direct link between this project and the Harlem Renaissance. The project, once again, is called Wide as Heaven, A Century of Song by Black American Composers. I close with 2 or 3 questions, James, about the project. Number one, what is it, now that you've poured yourself into making it happen, and now that the project is available, what is it that you hope persons, black or white, or any other color for that matter, will take away from the project?
I hope they'll take away the beauty and the joy and the hope and the struggle of what we have brought to this country, of what we are to this country, and with a sense of respect and a sense of brotherhood, just all the things that we want music does allow us to do, to actually converse across difference, and I think that's what I'd like for people to take from it.
Yep, and I assume you believe, given that you've done this project, I assume you believe that music, that art can in fact do that it can preserve and uplift community.
Yes, it can, and it must. If anything does, it's art. Art and food.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to eat and everybody has to hear or see or touch or feel something. And the best way to do that is through the arts, I find.
Yeah. And finally here, I close where this conversation began, back to your teacher, encouraging you to sing the music of your people. I can only imagine that as you've discovered through your journey, more and more of these compositions that you have brought to us, that have been written by black Americans. I assume that your respect for your people is, I'm guessing, your respect for the artistic genius of your people has grown exponentially? Yes? No?
Yes. Definitely, yes. When you study a piece of music and you try your best to honor the people who created it, you have to get inside their mind. You have to know their stories. You have to try and understand the way that they saw or hear the world. And that can be daunting, but it's also really uplifting because you realize that you're not alone in the world, that they went through similar struggles, that they prevailed in through similar trials,
yeah,
and that there's hope for you, that you can do this. You can do this. You just have to believe in yourself and believe in that which is not seen, and you just have to keep God on your side.
The Juilliard-trained James Martin is the baritone soloist behind this new project called Wide Is Heaven, a Century of Song by Black American Composers. Congrats on the project. Good to have you on the program, sir. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tavis.
3 hours gone, just like that. Back here tomorrow, Lord willing, to do it all over again. Until then, thanks for tuning in to Tavis Smiley, and as always, keep the faith.
The kind of music that drives you wild. Ain't you heard about the way we dance it out? Then let me tell you what it's all about. First you grab your gal like a Hercat Jack, then jitterbug her lightly when you throw her back. Let your hips swing loose when you're moving. Swing most anything long as you're grooving. You take it slow while she gets weighed down. You feel an acrobatic, then you throw her round. Then you separate and take the solo. That's the